I'm off, dear boy. Off to the madhouse.
Might as well have it inserted at my arse.
Hang on, we're going behind a what wall?
Hello there. Codpig present.
I like to rub it on me. I like to rub it on my.
Hello, I'm Fry Disney. I'm gonna do a cartoon there.
Actually, that's not cheese. That's fucking fun. Actually, and on that note.
I like to rub it on. I like to rub it on. I like to rub it on my eyes.
Let me know if you like this stick, you know, £3 or £4 of high grade pot.
It's alright, I got the door locked so nobody thinks I'm a complete weirdo.
I don't think that's gonna help.
It might do. Blah, 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 blah. La 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 la. Yidlipo. Fucking gravy, baby.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
Woo indeedy. I think we've forgotten something.
I was just going to lead into it, but you go for it, mate.
Hello, Cod Bobblers.
Hey, wobblers, nobblers, sobblers, gobblers, wobblers, fobblers. I'm Bile.
And I am Woo. How the flipping jolly heck are you?
I bet they're all fucking great, mate.
Yeah, you bloody beauty bonzer, mate.
I bet you're great, and I bet our listeners, or two of them, are even better.
Oh, they smell stonking tonight. What is that you're wearing?
Me?
Is that... No, not you. I was smelling the listeners.
What do they smell of? Bacon, hopefully.
Oh, it's kind of... It's more of a marzipan, to be honest.
I don't know.
With a touch of lilt.
Ah, you mean the totally tropical tears.
All right, getting in with the accents.
So yeah, we're back to again, Series 4. Series 4 is going international again. Without the inter.
Yeah, well, nobody's into it really, are they? But who gives a shit? Yeah, here we are, episode 403.
We're
working
it.
in chronological. Yeah, Snoop Dogg in the house, getting chronological.
You sound like what you need to do is to double up your bowl of meths again, mate.
No, I'm strictly a one bowl man tonight. I'm 3 days into not drinking for the week due to a massive hole in my tooth. I am self-medicating with a little bit of cognac, but that doesn't count because it's neither wine nor beer. So
are you playing like the hard bastard man of, it's only a small hole in my tooth, I'm not going to get it fixed, or you don't have time?
It was giving me some trouble a while ago, and I considered sorting it out. I was a bit busy at the time. It's kind of sorted itself out for a while, and I was starting to think, hey, that's amazing. Isn't it fantastic how your body can just heal itself? And then I found myself at the shops on a rare occasion after work on Monday, and ended up with a bag of sour snakes in the car. Devoured most of the packet on the way home, and then Tuesday, for some reason, my... tooth seems to have developed another massive hole.
You know what happened there, don't you? Your tooth had a lovely little hole in it, right? Which is probably clogged up with bacon and meat. Now, that'll stay
there. Fizzy sour snakes.
What? No, it was the fizzy sour snakes that pulled the meat out. And fucking hence, you're fucked.
I'll bet they do. Hey, hey, them fizzy sour snakes, them dirty slags. Always pulling the meat out. Political Dave.
Oh, you're going to get all political, mate. Go for it, man.
Oh, no, that's Political Dave. He just popped into the studio cupboard here tonight.
Are we really turning into fucking Steve Wright in the afternoon already?
Hey, come on, pussy. All right. Who wants an Atari? He's always selling them. Aren't you, Dave?
Are we going to have a Mr. Angry as well?
Well, Angry Anderson...
Oh, God, don't.
He didn't seem that angry to me. I don't know what that was all about.
He's like slightly angry and slightly racist, see?
Well, get him in.
Yeah, get him in a fucking headlock.
Get him get him in a sewage hole.
Get him in a washing. Get him in a washing machine and put him on a fast spin.
If my dad was here, he'd say he wants Shaggy with a ragman's trumpet.
What exactly is a ragman's trumpet?
Well, I don't know, but it hurts on the way back out. I'm pretty sure of that.
Wow.
I think they used to come round and go. Can I have your eggs, please? That's pretty much exactly what happened.
So you got a fucked up tooth. Nice segue, actually. Nice segue. Mm,
yeah, I've done a dirty great hole. Do you want to talk about it?
Oh, yeah. Go on. What are you going to fill it with?
Well, I've got a bit of chocolate here. I'm just trying to get... I think that's... When I spoke to the dentist earlier on, I organised an appointment for tomorrow, and they said, make sure you fill it with as much chocolate as you can tonight, just to make sure it's the right shape for the morning.
Jesus, man. If I'd have known about that, we'd have been recording this in person together, and I'd have brought down a massive needle with a solution of caster sugar and injected it in your face.
Well, that's pretty much what I did with the sour snakes, don't worry, mate.
Oh, no,
I did actually have another idea for another podcast because of the situation, and it's not dental as anything or anything as fun as that.
I'm really, really sorry for that. I really am so sorry for that. I have no control over this. I can't even slap him.
Ah!
Hang on.
No, didn't feel a thing. I actually came across a dentist. Earlier on today, while I was researching my painful situation, and I did come across the website for Dental as Anything in Helensvale. Who is going to find that dentist and think, yeah, that's who I want to put in my mouth? That's who I want sweating, standing on my chest, pulling at my molars.
Well, I mean, there's a whole fucking range of like silly shop names, isn't there? It seems to become
when you're going for a curry. Possibly not when you're having half your jawbone cut out. Call me crazy.
Crazy?
Yeah. Oh, no. That was the name of the psychological development centre around the corner. They just thought I'd try it out as well.
You know, there's, talking of silly shop names, there are actually some fairly decent ones. There's a place in Sydney. It's fairly close to the cross. Obviously, it would be, but it's called Liquor Shop.
Hey.
But it's spelled LICK-HER, new word shop. I don't quite like that.
Which bit's the shop?
Wouldn't you?
I don't think I've ever licked her in the shop.
But it's just there's loads of like silly stuff like that, you know. There's one in.
I'm all aware of that, but really, when it comes to medical practices, do you think it's necessary? If we go back to last week's episode, coming round your house and fixing your hangover service, you know, if you're looking for them and you don't find Shoot Up, Get Out as the business title, or Syringe Your Way to Happiness. Sorry, I'm really struggling to get this bit of chocolate out the bottom here. I'm just sorry about the rustling. I don't know if you can hear it.
No, it's all right. It's just, you know.
I'm just going to get it ready for when you get on a bit of a rant and I can eat it without stopping having to talk. So I've just got to stir him up now, listeners. I've got to get a bit of ball out of him.
So go back to the shop names. The best ones I've always found have been like fish and chip shops. Like, I know there's one somewhere in London called the Codfather, replete with, you know, Codfather cut name a la the film. But
Wang King, obviously.
Wang King?
Yeah, that was a Chinese place in Piccadilly somewhere. Quite famous one.
Were they
very, very abusive staff. You go in to be abused.
Oh, right, so they're going for the whole fucking 40 Towers thing.
Well, a bit more like get in your place and stop wanking.
Because I know there's one. I know there's a Wanko in London.
Wanko?
Yes, Wanko.
Well, as in penis and company.
Might be. But my favourite fish and chip shop name is A Salt and Battery.
Nice. That's better than a suicidal hippie Thai place, isn't it?
There's a guy that he used to...
tie-dyed you, folks.
This guy in Brixton, years ago, used to run this fucking shop, right? Do you know what he sold? He sold fridges. So what do you think he should have called it?
You can't see me folding my arms yet.
That's bad body language, mate.
How's that? It's good. It's bad body language, but it's good podcasting.
So this guy, he sold fridges, so he called his shop Sell Fridges, as in SELL-Fridges. Obviously he got taken to court by Selfridges, but they fucked it off eventually. It was one of those old dingy old fucking, you know, shops. you know, wire out front in a rough area, da 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 da.
Could he not have got away with putting me in front of it?
Me cell fringes.
I knew I'd get an accent out of that.
Yeah, but that's a place from Newcastle.
Yeah, tune tune, me cell fringes.
Whoops.
Hello.
That's all right. Me plugs.
He's popped one out.
Me plugs have come out. I mean, I'm in the middle of a.
You can hardly tell from here, mate. Honestly, they look like they're blossoming.
Oh, I'm partway through like a colonic irrigation.
Sentence?
Colonic irrigation. Yeah, yeah. Words. Click. Colonic irrigation.
Thing is, though, I'll edit out that gap, and no one will know why I'm abusing you.
Anyway, I'm halfway through some colonic irrigation, which is why I've got the plug.
Right. I wondered why you were sitting at that angle. I could hear that bubbling in the background.
All I need is a bad task now. Hey, am I talking?
How many packs of coffee have you had shelved up there tonight?
No coffee, mate.
Oh, just straight up?
Oh, no, about 45 gallons of fucking beer.
Well, up your rectum.
I was going to be a Dan Bar thing, but it's not working out.
I'm a bit disappointed, though. For a second, I did think this was a live Dan Bar. The first live Dan Bar. But at the same time, it would have been a waste not to invite the listeners.
There will never ever be a live Dan Bar unless we're in the same room.
You could get someone. If Daisy could come round and. I mean, Nazy could come round and administer some boiling hot water to you.
No.
Back
no.
passage?
No, not happening. Not happening. Not unless we're in the same room.
Well, I'm touched. I'm touched.
I would save it for you. It would be a special
yeah.
podcasting moment.
Yeah, no, that puts it up there with the Jackass's toy car. And yeah, I wouldn't want to miss that either.
And South Park, Mr. Slave's hamster.
There you go.
But and, I believe that was actually like a historical thing, or maybe that was just like
was that a factual episode?
Yes, I believe so. Lemmy Winkle. But let's enough about Lemmy Winkle.
Lemmy from Uncle. I've need that album. Have they got any album?
No, not yet, mate. You have to wait for that one.
Yeah, I'm still waiting. Uncle, what are you doing?
No, the mic's okay. The mic's okay. The mic is okay.
That really looks like you're giving the mic a pleasant time there.
It does, doesn't
that's
it?
So nice.
It's a real... Yeah.
So, yeah, the idea I had for a new podcast earlier on is when I realised I've got to come up to Brisbane to get to the old dentist because I can't get into a dentist down here in time to sort my face out before it melts. So I've said yes, and I'll come up and see these people tomorrow night. Well, while I'm in town, I'm at Indro... Maybe I'll get Dave down to Indro Shopping Centre and we could just wander around the shopping centre and record a podcast. And then I thought, maybe we could just go in lots of shopping centres and record podcasts and record mole rats.
Okay, this bit of the this section is going to be cut out.
We're taking it out? Yeah, you up for it?
Take the idea out, but take the idea out of this one so nobody else nicks it and, yeah, go around shopping malls.
Yeah, you ready to action it? I did see a piece of equipment today, which is a pocket-sized double mic adapter for the iPhone, so we can just walk around with our normal microphones, Tim Leeds hanging out of our pockets. Nothing surreptitious about it. Just walk around like we're interviewing each other.
I've got hiccups. Cunt.
Sorry, is saying cunt part of the healing process? Because it didn't surprise me.
Okay. That's
boo!
Ah, cheers, mate. That's done.
Yeah, no problem. I'll stand up on a spoon backwards for you in a minute. I don't think either sword swallowing or removing your larynx is going to help me at the podcast any more than having hiccups. Now you've got to drink that backwards. So, recent employment, Mr. Boyle.
Yeah, but it's mostly training this week. Let's not go into that. It's quite dull.
Yeah, it hasn't brought any anything entertaining out of itself so far.
Not yet. I'm trying to go at it with like a new mindset of.
Oh, you're not being positive, are you?
Not exactly positive, but I'm trying to. I'm trying to leave the bile at the door and just be normal. I know.
But this is where you let it out. You could do that in work, but this is where you come to get it out. This is a new period of transcendence for you. I'm proud to be here for it, but.
Oh, not that. I need a fucking job. So, but other than that, no, it's good. I'm being trained by I'm not going to call her. She's probably about 6 foot.
Wait for it. Wait for it.
Nah, I won't. I was just about to be. I was just about to be slightly sexist there, and you know, yeah. There's a bit of eye candy around the office, so.
Terrible business. Yeah. Some beautiful minds. Is that what you're saying? You've had a bit.
You've had a bit
of time in the shed cutting up newspapers. Is that what you're saying? I'm pretty sure it is. We have entered a new era of podcasting here. There's PC Bile on show.
Do you call, just call me a copper, you cunt?
Hello, hello, hello. Constantine Aftable.
If you were any closer, I'd get you with this fucking knife, you cunt.
Go on, wing it at me. Oh, don't do that, mate. Sorry, for the listener, Dave is using the wrong end of a steak knife to clean his teeth at the moment.
No, the right end of a steak knife to clean your teeth.
Well, I don't know, it looked pretty wrong from here.
Oh, it's then okay. Anyway, I missed the fucking segue from earlier. You've got bad teeth. I've got a bad tooth this week. And I'm trying to work out whether I'm going to end up going to Wine and Vibe or not.
Oh, when's that? How far away is that?
This weekend.
I can't imagine a tooth would stop you. How good is it?
The problem is, right, it's... You know, like, if you were... You know when you're walking around the house and you're not wearing anything?
I'm aware of that.
Yep. Mm. Well, you know when you're quite happy walking around, you know you've got the house yourself, and you're like, oh, this is so nice. Walking around with a drink and a cigarette or something like that. And you're
Hang on, I can't do it. I can't do any of those things. I can walk around in the nude because none of my family care. But I can't walk around having a drink and a cigarette. Life's just the same without clothes, am I?
Well, anyway, I was just saying...
We're a very natural family.
I was only saying because if you've got a cigarette and a drink, you're holding your arms up, which means you have less control about the sway of your tackle.
Yeah, you're swinging the lead a bit. You're giving it the old half helicopter.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I have a tooth that's swaying like that at the moment. It's not being held by anything else but the gum. And I wonder... Like
pair of really old hairy balls hanging in your mouth.
No, I said it swings like them. I didn't say there was a pair of hairy balls down my mouth.
Oh, does the hair tickle your tongue?
You'd like to think that. Yeah. Would be a sick fuck, wouldn't you?
Yeah, can you get your tongue into the wrinkles?
I can, actually.
Yeah.
Oh no, you're gonna knock one off now, aren't you, you dirty cunt?
Hey, when in Rome, I am stuck in a cupboard.
So that's, yes, right. I've toyed with the idea of like doing the piece of string round the fucking tooth, attached to a fucking door, shut the door, whipped out. But I thought, no, I'll have probably somebody to do it. But the problem is, going Saturday morning is when I'm intending to go to.
Which tooth is it?
Oh, it's a canine.
So it's one of the useful ones, but it's going to go, is it?
Oh, yeah, fuck, mate. There's no saving this cunt.
All right. For the sake of the podcast, you need to charge up your recording equipment. You need to get a long piece of string, and you need to offer it to someone on stage at the festival. And then you run away backwards and leave them. With a bit of string with a tooth on the end. It's the only option. It's the only option. Or you're gonna... Oh, no. How much cash have you got in the bank at the minute?
No.
Get it. Pull it. No. Hassle the security guards at the stage.
Much better pull it idea. Out
while you're getting hassled. Sue the buggers. There you go.
You've just actually given me a much better idea. Thank you for that. What I need to do is get a shitload of raffle tickets and raffle off the chance. I've got a fucking really loose tooth here. You get the chance to pull it out, either with a pair of pliers. Now, come on, there's... Actually, no, not at Island Vibe. I'd have to do that in the Valley on a Saturday night, wouldn't I?
No, I think it would be an interesting little project to we let the sadists that are going to this very relaxed festival. Again...
Funny you should mention sadist.
Have I got time? Oh, I'm coming up tomorrow. I'll bring up one of the... We've got some those half-sized Bunnings tables. Those, sausaged tent tables. So you'll need one of those and your stool. You have to make up the sign yourself. I'm not doing that bit. But if you set yourself up there and, again, set up to record, if you just get some interviews with people regarding why they would like to pull your tooth out.
With a pair of pliers.
Yeah, I think you'd probably get a whole feature out of that. We could drag that out for the rest of the season.
Well, the thing is, I was thinking, right, if I got somebody to pull them out, if I could sell enough, like, tickets, yeah, be like meat tray tickets, you know? Not exactly like... There's enough nerve...
A bit bonier than normal.
Well, no, if there's enough nerve attached to the tooth, it could end being a meat tray, and I wouldn't like that, really, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't like it when people pull their meat out of your mouth.
No, it's just if there's enough meat attached to my tooth still.
Oh, okay.
I'm just, right, I've not, got the not, well, I've got this kind of vision of.
All right, you're referring to losing the phallus.
Nah, what I've got is if they start.
Because your hand gestures aren't helping right now.
If they start pulling the tooth.
Yeah, there it is again.
And it keeps coming and coming and coming and coming and coming. All I can imagine is my brain unraveling as they do. Cartoon style.
Weezer style. If you would like to destroy my sweater.
But yeah, that would be a really good way to make money that would be able to pay the minimal dental bill. I just have to have the gum fucking sewn up. And no, maybe get a replacement tooth.
Forget the short-term cash. There's definitely a segment there. You can put one interview an episode in for the next 10 episodes and then wrap it up with someone pulling your tooth out. There you go. That's David's tooth section.
And then like, you stick it up my ass, and we've got Dan Barr again.
Yay! There you go. Full circle, mate. Full circle. Podcaster receives canine up the bunghole as the headline in the local paper. Get a lot of press from that.
Canine up the bumhole. That sounds like I've been shagged by a dog.
Wouldn't be a headline otherwise.
Well, it wouldn't be actually because there's already been...
We'll get the Doctor Who fans in.
Mate, there's already somebody called Kenny who's a dog fucker. And he works for the Independent. No, he works for the Australian. Chris Kenny. He's a notorious Australian journalist. Has worked on the right of politics for a bit as well. He's a dog fucker.
Ah, he might have turned up in an episode of Rake the other day. Have you watched Rake?
I've seen Rake. Just let me warn you now about Chris Kenny, right? It was the Chase that did a very, very funny photo of him shacking a dog. He took him to court. Chris Kenny's son even wrote a really funny piece for a magazine saying, "Dad, you're a dick." And Chris Kenny has said anyone who calls him a dog fucker, he will sue. So I just keep Twittering and Facebooking and... Anytime I mention Chris Kenny, it's not Chris Kenny, it's Chris Dogfucker Kenny. Because he's a fucking dog fucker, whether he likes it or not. He's not actually, but what the fuck, if it pisses him off...
Which account are you using to do that?
All of them.
Oh, bollocks. time to change the password again.
Don't worry about it, mate. I'll take this shit. I'm big enough.
Oh, speaking of the old Twitter account, I don't know if you had a moment of excitement on the weekend. I woke up on Sunday morning to a notification from 4:30 in the morning saying we'd been followed by Zach Galifianakis.
No way.
And at first I thought, well, that's random. He must be checking that out and then disappearing again. Then I looked into it and we don't actually follow him. I was like, what? He's come to us of his own accord? This is weird. And then about half an hour later, I found out it's the number one Zach Galifianakis parody account. Well, I was lured in by the Hollywood A-listers for 5 seconds there.
Oh, man. You're wonderfully naive sometimes.
I know. It's just a bit disappointing that I got caught up in there. And the fame and the lust. I'd already ordered a $600 bag and a whole load of prostitutes. My wife didn't know what I was doing.
Hang on, a $600 bag? Isn't that fucking like a... That's a prostitute that's going to be like your wife, isn't it?
No, that was just a really nice handbag for my wife to say sorry about the prostitutes. I say, don't do illicit drugs.
Of course not.
No.
Just
no, or any other kind. Or licit.
No, you just leave that for me to do.
Yeah, not licits. I don't do licits drugs either.
Well, what the fuck?
Well, yeah, he's normally done them all, hasn't he?
So how you doing?
Old Joe? Old Joe, man?
How you doing on the bottle of meth?
What? Hey, what?
How you doing on
How am I doing on my bottle of meth? Yeah, my bowl's nearly depleted. Looking slightly dilapidated.
So they've actually said you're not supposed to be drinking while you're taking your antibiotics.
Oh, no, I haven't got any official drugs. I took, 5 Nurofen and 10 paracetamol just before I had this half a pint of cognac. So this might be our last podcast.
No, yeah, it won't.
This could be my last hour on there. Well, I shouldn't joke about that. We've all been there, eh? Eh? Yeah.
Actually, yes, I've done that fucking cool veil thing of slashing my wrist the wrong way, turning up an A&E, and then going, fuck off. You're just taking a piss, aren't you? You're not even slicing down the vein.
We've all found ourselves with a 240-volt lead attached to splayed in three, gaffer taped to our arm, sitting next to a plug, crying, wondering whether or not we should turn it on or not. We've all been there, so. Oh, it's got a bit dark, hasn't it?
Actually, that's not a bad thing, because I was thinking, like, who would you
shocking.
Most, who would you most like? Oh, man, that's so James Bond. Do you raise eyes? That's a Roger Moore James Bond as well.
Hey?
No. He'll kill somebody like that, and then they'll go, oh, no, he's shocking.
Mr. Ball, we're too street for James Bond. I think you're fine.
You're not seeing Spectre, the trailer yet. Oh, that's good.
Oh, trailers? Oh, my God.
Let's not do trailers.
Had you seen it last week? Did we talk about this last week?
What?
Skank Wars?
Yeah.
Yeah, just checking. Still a bit excited.
You're easily excitable, right?
Yeah, well, I should probably put my pants back on. There you go.
I'm really glad I can only see the top half of you on Facebook. No, Skype. Wee-hee! I've hit the zone.
Yeah. All right, we're on a level. But at least we're on a level.
We're not actually. I need a beer.
Yeah, he's waving his headphones at me. Yep. Yeah. Oh, he's like crying like an old woman waving his headphones.
All I can hear, right? I know. You know, it's stupid, right? I'm holding these going, oh, you won't be able to hear me.
All right. I'll just go and get my daughter's Winnie the Pooh book.
You sound like Mickey Mouse.
And try to explain how things work.
In fact, you sound like Mickey Mouse, except I don't know why you sound like a Mickey Mouse that's from Manchester all of a sudden.
Hey, Mickey Mouse. Bit of exciting news in the local GCC, bit of Gold Coast news. Pew, pew, pew. Meow. Apart from the mad handicap races going on last weekend. Meow.
What?
Okay. Everybody's sponsored by that drink, the V8s. Apart from that happening, guess who's coming to town next?
Go on.
This is going to excite the podcast listeners. It's only fucking four, isn't it? Four from the Marvel Universe. Four. Four with the hammer.
Oh,
and the older four with the hammer and the Avengers, isn't it?
I thought. Yeah.
No, nah, not three.
Well, four. And also the next two, Alien or Up My Arse by Ridley Scott Oldfield.
And what else? What else, mate?
Oh well.
Only King Kong, isn't it?
Not again.
What? What do you mean, not again? He wasn't. King Kong wasn't here before.
I mean, it's Joe Hockey. We just got rid of him. The treasure. Sorry.
He's political day.
I apologise. I should have introduced that as a political moment then. It was a little bit of politics. And
it's political day.
Joe Hockey, Joe Hockey is nothing like King Kong. King Kong had love for one person. Joe Hockey's only got love for himself, little cunt. Anyway, back onto the fucking pod.
So you're saying... You've got a picture of Joe Hockey standing on the top of the Empire State Building, swinging himself round in his hand.
No, wanking himself off.
Well, yes, exactly, yes. That's right, we've got the same image. No.
No, exactly nothing. Come on, let's get our listeners what they want. Give them what they want. They want a wank. They want a big wank.
Joe Hockey wanking on the top of the Empire State Building.
Thank you.
All right, what's your face? Who does the drawings on Twitter and that? Draw that. Draw face. But hang on, before we leave this, so there's at least three major motion pictures happening in a very close vicinity. We need to get cod paste on the extras list. We need to get registered somewhere. We need to get in on the action here.
Okay, this might be another cut moment. I've just had a good idea. We interview people after they've come out of films. You know what they do with adverts and stuff.
Right, okay, yeah.
Walk up to people coming out of fucking
films. I'm Danny Baker. I'm going to wash your clothes.
No, quite simply, think of...
okay. Right, start that again. Quite simply.
Think about somebody like the day-to-day, the stuff they used to do. Or who's the fat guy?
60 Minutes.
No, not 60 Minutes.
Well, same thing, day to day, 60 Minutes.
Nedge. Nedge is great. But yeah, just turn up out of the blue, recording a podcast and getting people to say silly stuff about films.
Okay. What, on the set of these films? Or are we just going to a regular... Well, we could do that and
the unmentionable podcast that we're not mentioning.
Yeah.
We've cut out most of the unmentionable places that we're going to record the unmentionable podcast. We'll have unmentionable cinemas in them as well.
Listen, you don't have to do unmentionable. This one's going to be unmentionable as well. Oh. No, we'll go behind a pay. Hang on, we'll go behind a paywall. If they want full content, they've got to pay us.
Hang on, we're going behind a what wall?
Go behind a paywall.
Oh, right. I'm thinking, to be honest, I was thinking we're standing outside a cinema with a cardboard cut out of a wall now, just popping up from behind the wall. What, no cinema tickets? All right, we can call it Chat the Chad section. Chad's questions.
We've got this.
Chad and answer.
I think it's like, you got to pick your fights with drunk people and stuff. And I was at...
Do you?
I went to a comedy club last weekend. Justin Hammond.
Ammo? I've still got the shelf coming on my every day. Every day I've still got the shelf coming on every time I get in my car. The same episode from 2030. There is nothing I can do about it. I have done it. I'm pretty sure I've set my phone on fire and sold my car, and it's still happening.
Do you think possibly he's got like a Caribbean wife and he's put like a curse on your car? Or a Romany gypsy wife? Or an Irish wife? Or just some witch wife that could put a fucking curse on your car?
There was some strange, strange dark-haired woman came round the house trying to sell us trinkets a few weeks ago. And I did stamp on her foot, set fire to her hair, and told her to politely leave. Do you think that might have something to do with it?
Yeah, possibly. Mm.
She was cackling when she left as well, and she did say something about shelving me.
Nah, you'd know if you've been shelved, mate.
Well, I think I have been.
Well, those fucking awful paranormal activity films.
The ones with the scary advert.
Yeah, well, think about, you know, like when they're doing like a baby's
that's
fist.
That's the best description of a film ever. Sorry.
Baby's fist. Watch what your baby's fist is doing, mate.
Oh, Jesus. Hang on. Have you been watching the scary movie version of Paranormal Activity?
I went to see the first Paranormal Activity in the cinema. And I was just wish I was gutted I wasn't stoned. Because I could have fallen asleep. Apart from all the girls squealing.
Yeah, but they've never stopped you falling asleep before, has it? So it's like living above a dungeon.
What was he going to say? Fuck. I can't remember how I got round to it, but went out, saw Justin Hammond last weekend.
Oh, yeah, Ammo.
The three support acts, one was dreadful. Like, he just was not funny at all. The second
we
guy
can
on,
do that.
The second guy on, he was quite funny. It was the third guy who was, he's from up this way, but lives down in Sydney now. And I'm not going to mention his name, but it was one of those nights.
You just mouth it to me.
It was one of those nights.
Ooh, filthy.
Yeah.
I don't know who it was, but I really enjoyed it.
That was kind of...
Yeah, anyway.
hey. So anyway, sat there.
Did it rhyme with Henderson?
No.
Did it rhyme with Laren? Dark Laren. Shave Mantony.
Shave Mantony. No, I think it was called Hill Bix.
Hill? Oh, yeah. I've never heard of him. No.
Yeah.
Was it?
But anyway, the compere's got... The compere knows what he's doing. So he spots the Leary tables at this comedy club on a Saturday night in Brisbane. I'm not going to mention the comedy club, but, you know, it's...
Did it have comedy in the title?
Yes, obviously.
Do people stand up or do they sit down?
I'm not going there. I'm not, no. The place is a place, okay? It's
did it sound like Shit Down Maddo?
Yeah, might have done.
Right, gotcha.
So, you know, it's like Justin's not... I don't think Justin's like a massive, massive draw on the comedy circuit. So it wasn't a packed out Saturday night.
Well, that's why he has to curse people's cars so they have to listen to his podcast all the time.
Well, fair enough. But it was the guy that came before him, and the write-up says, he's been called a really good bloke. He's been doing comedy for a couple of years. His mum says he's a really good bloke and he's very funny. Very ironic. And I expected it to be good, but you had the paddock. You're going to get drunk people there, you know?
Stag do?
No, one group of mates... Then one group of girls were two blokes that were vets. And then a third table further away.
American vets or dog lovers?
No, just drunk Aussie women. But they were in three separate areas and being very loud. And so you can't, from a comedian's point of view, the MC did really well in, like, you know, bearing down on them first and interacting with them first, which is really, really good comedy, I think, you know? It's certainly the fucking, you know, the worth of compare. It got them to talk because they were yapping like nobody's fucking business. The first act looked like he was 15 or something. And so he didn't do well. The second act, he was left-handed ginger and had a beard. And the fact he's ginger, I'm thinking like,
oh, Southpaw. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Ginger bearded Southpaw. No comedy there.
So then on comes third act. And he's got a full 20 minutes. And it just didn't go right at all.
I thought that was going to...
I thought
he was going to bring the house down. I thought he was going to hammer it.
I sent somebody a text from where I was sat there going, this is great. This is car crash comedy. Fucking, and I have not seen anything like this in a long
time.
Go
on, give us a bit of the routine. What was
No. He didn't get any of his routines away at all. He tried twice and he didn't because he had a group of vets in front of him, a group of blokes to the left and out to the right, eight birds that were shrieking. I mean, I talked to a couple of them at the bar, and when they're on their own, they're okay. But together, and the thing is, he tried to take them on.
What are the options at that stage? He's not really going to ignore them and get on with his set.
Well,
the whole room's against him.
The compere, right, he's like a guy in his 40s. Guy like that has got stagecraft. He knows what he's doing. You know, you kind of have to. And the person I was with, because I was saying, you know, like, when I first started watching comedy, it was hard as fuck. And because she'd said, oh, my God, that's the worst I've ever seen. I said, I've seen way worse. Believe you.
You want to get Danny East in?
Oh, no. Someone like Jerry Sadowitz responded to Eccles by pissing in the guy's mouth. That's good stuff. But
that's
anyway.
That's a slow response from the heckler, to be honest. Move out the way.
The heckler was asleep by that point.
Oh, okay.
But this guy, he, like I said, like the MC, he was very good, you know. You're going to interact with them first, know their names, you can make eye contact with them, they're more likely to be... He just did well, because most people going to comedy over here are a bit thick. Fuck it. I'm going to say it. But this guy, and this is the reason, one of the reasons I liked him, right? He fucking wanted to fucking take him on. And the thing is, they were pissed. And I don't think... I went to speak to him afterwards. I said to him, mate, why the fuck did you take him on? That's just a dumb idea. And he went, what would you know? Seen like comedy over like the last 30 fucking years, but...
And I happen to be quite the podcaster, don't you know?
That as well. But quite simply, you don't take three different sets of drunk people on. From the stage.
Hang
You're
on.
Not gonna fucking win.
Did he not take one look at the cold paste t-shirt you were wearing? Look up, see your face, look down at the t-shirt again, look back up your face, look down at the t-shirt again, look back up and go, political Dave.
He would have done had I been wearing that.
Said,
t-shirt, look back. I was wearing my Tony Abbott is a cunt t-shirt.
Oh yeah, well that would have distracted him. Yep,
well my Tony Abbott is a cunt t-shirt is also known as my trying to get arrested in anywhere in Australia t-shirt.
I was very disappointed on the day when I met old new Tony Abbott that you weren't with us at the Greek festival wearing said t-shirt, because he might have still come over and got a photo. I'm pretty sure he would have, you know, any opportunity.
Hang on, are you saying that he would have come over if I was there to get a photo? Are you fucking slagging me off, you cunt?
No, well, he came over to get a photo anyway. Old Dave Turnbull.
And you just said, I'm sure if you were there, he would have come over anyway. Which to me sounds like...
With your Tony Abbott is a cunt t-shirt. I think the t-shirt is the main issue.
I don't think he would have. But actually, do you know what? Tony Abbott, now he's not in the government.
You love him now, don't you?
No, I don't. He's gone abroad and he gave a Margaret Thatcher speech today going... Started it off being a little bit funny, going, oh, well, now I've got a few hours to kill. as in, I'm not the Prime Minister anymore. Very good start, very good start. And then he'd started to bang on about all the brilliant thing he's done. But you've got to ask yourself, like, you know, if a bloke thinks he's done that well, he wouldn't have been kicked out of his fucking job. Narcissistic little... enough of the rant.
I think you're fine. You don't have to go on and list the things you've done if things are going well. It's not necessary. Everybody knows if things are going well, you don't have to shout about it.
I think that's a certain amount
of... Especially when you were Prime Minister.
I think that's a certain amount of narcissism on his point, because he imagines that he's super smart, despite the fact he said, what was it? No person is the suppository of all wisdom. Yeah! But effectively what he's done...
He was right. He was right.
But effectively what he's done today is like, we should have stopped him from going, really. He's fucked off over there. He's trying to tell the rest of the world how to fuck up their planet. But this is not meant to be a politics one. This is meant to be a funny one.
Oh, shame we can't mix the two, isn't it?
Wiki, 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 wiki.
Hey, anyone want Atari?
I think I've got Korsakovs.
Oh, right. Yeah, actually, yeah. Can you move the camera up? I think I can see them. Hey! That's a lovely
pink
thong you're
wearing. I think I've got Korsakovs, which is the losing your memory by drinking quite a lot.
So how can you remember that?
Short-term memory's all right. You know, anything I learn in a week, all right.
Well, that's the opposite of me, then.
What do you mean?
Short-term memory's gone. My long-term memory, absolutely fine. Do you want to ask me any questions about the 1984 British BMX Championships at the Sabell Theatre in London?
Were there any good-looking birds wearing, like, white bikinis at the championships?
No. I don't think there was anybody over the age of 15, and the most exciting mounds that were available to look at were definitely full of pus. Just a lot of spotty people with BMXs. There wasn't really the money in BMXing like there is now.
Well, no, you know.
It didn't have so many channels dedicated to it.
That almost sounds like a little regret on your part.
I was nine, of course I would have.
I'm going to get philosophical on your ass for a sec. Strip everything away from your life, okay? Kids, wife, everything else.
I'm sorry, but sorry, the use of the phrase philosophical on my ass.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, if it was on my ass.
Hurry up, because otherwise I'll forget what I was going to ask.
All right, quick, get philosophical on my ass.
Right, so... Oh, shit, I have forgotten it now as well.
The old derailer. Got him in one.
Nickelback Coon.
Come on, we were at the BMX Championships. I was nine. You're talking about bikini-clad women. You were getting philosophical up my ass.
Okay, if you could go back, would you go back to the BMX Championships? No, you know now. But making sure you had bikini-clad women there as well. Not because everyone at that age had spotty fucking people around them.
Well, I don't know how I would have been more empowered. As it was, I was forced to leave and go and have pizza before the final results. So I didn't know who did the longest wheelie. I don't know who won in the half pipe competition. You know, scarred with these things. Well, I suppose even at nine, things may have been improved by some bikini clad women on the just to distract me on the way out. I think my dad might have stayed longer. So, yeah, overall, yeah, it would have worked, yeah.
All right.
Most sporting situations can be improved or elongated, I would say.
Says the man that doesn't like any kind of sport at all.
Well, for that very reason, there's just not enough of people improving it in that way.
6 months' time, mate.
If I lived in America, I think I'd probably like sport more. Now I think about it.
Which kind of football?
Well, I think I would have just enjoyed sport more. The cheerleaders at rugby games in the 1980s were... I'll just leave that with you.
You want to see the N-Power girls at all fucking one-day and test matches at Headingley every time I've gone. They're just the N-Power girls. Oh, God. Sorry. I went to a couple of one days as a Dalek. Honestly, it was a really, really loads of fun. All the N-Power girls, you'd make sure that your fucking pointer was going out and go, exterminate, exterminate. And once I've had a few drinks as well, yeah, occasionally that might happen.
So did you have a bit of Viagra and paint it grey?
No, just walked good. Around.
Even at this late date, you might still be done for sexual harassment. That's an appalling idea.
Me done for sexual harassment.
Yep, that's right.
Mate, I will never be done for sexual harassment.
I didn't hear a tinge of regret there.
I don't think any of this is like vital for the podcast either. Fuck's sake.
Fair enough.
It has got weird, hasn't it?
It has got a bit weird, yeah. So, hey, thank you, everybody.
No. People.
Woo,
there's the new Liverpool manager, looks like. And his name is Jurgen Klopp. And Wooly, you're him.
Jurgen Klopp.
He looks like you.
He sounds like a handsome fellow.
Smile, but try and keep your bottom teeth covered.
How's that?
Not bottom teeth covered by your lips. Not the fucking... That just looks like you're biting the bottom of the fucking camera. And this is bad podcasting.
Well, you say that. You say that, but...
No. I
according to all
that,
the reviews I've read...
I said that, actually.
All the reviews that I've read, there's no one complaining about the quality of the podcasting. All right. My wife looked tired, so she might want the bedroom back. I might put the winders on the episode and try and get last week's episode edited.
I might try and drink all the rest of the beer. No, I'm not going to drink all. Yeah, fuck it. I might.
All the rest of all the beer.
I might have another couple of Krakens. Another beer. Cunt, wank, bollocks, fuck.
That is no need to be like that. All of that. I've had a lovely episode.
Oi.
Yeah.
Your fucking ginger ale looks shit. Your glasses look lovely, actually.
Oh, cheers, mate. How about now?
Now you just look like a ginger shit. Hang on. I look like a... Well, I know I look greasy. It's because of my... This is my cat shagging look. Oh, please, hang on.
Snoop your loopy nuts away.
Remember you and him and me.
I don't care. If he comes round here, let him sort of out. If he comes round here, I want more beer and some more beer.
Hey.
I've had a lovely episode, as I was
saying. Fuck, I was going to see you and loopy lots of me, him and them and you and me. We'll all show you what we do with a load of bollocks and a sink. You keep up the bed and room black, blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah.
Get back to your normal job. I hope the time when the local train is being enjoyed.
It's
enjoyable.
Hard paste.